In the European Union, building sector is already responsible for more than one-third of the greenhouse gas emissions, accounting for 40% of final energy consumption, and more than 70% of buildings are rated as energy inefficient. As global air temperatures increase and society's demand for higher comfort grows, cooling supply will become more important in the near future and will significantly increase energy demand. To plan and implement energy supply solutions in a technical, economically reasonable manner, assessment of the spatial characteristics is important. The purpose of the mapping for the study is to create a map for the city of Riga to identify territories with the highest cooling energy demand. For this research, spatial data for displaying buildings on the map were obtained from the cadastral information system, where they are available in the form of open data. Building energy certificate data was also used. This data contained valuable information used in the study. For example, building area, information about the age of building, type of use, and data on specific energy consumption for cooling. The calculated total area that has potential to have cooling demand is 38.7 million square meters. Total energy consumption for cooling in the city of Riga is estimated as 397 gigawatt hours per year. The largest proportion of energy consumption for cooling is predicted in multi-apartment buildings. Energy efficiency solutions are already crucial in the challenging residential building sector. Accordingly, it is necessary to evaluate how the existing cooling energy demand in this sector is met. And when planning and constructing new buildings, sustainable and energy-efficient cooling solutions must be implemented. Higher energy consumption for cooling is observed in areas of the city which are densely built with multi-apartment buildings, office buildings, hotels, and other public buildings with large indoor cooling areas. Even though in the current situation the buildings do not use all the comfort that they could use in terms of cooling, mapping allows to estimate energy consumption for cooling that could occur in future if it were possible to provide district cooling for the buildings in question. The methodology created and used in the study can also be used to calculate energy consumption for cooling in other countries and cities. If necessary, it can be adjusted according to data availability and supplemented with additional assumptions and data.